with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Morning. Happy Thursday.
Is Rita Ora in Australia at the moment? She's the one.
She's going to be on The Voice. Don't know if she's here already
or
she's staying here or what's going on.
I saw something about $30 million mansion that she's living in.
Oh, how lovely.
Good on her.
You sound so happy for her.
Not currently bothered by the rental crisis, clearly. And I hear Kevin Rudd may have another gig as an Uber driver.
An Uber driver.
The former PM apparently dropped his family off at a restaurant when a bunch of slightly worse for wear blokes hopped in and asked for a lift, and so he took them.
So he did it.
Yeah. Nice. It was a stormy night in Noosa, apparently, and, you know, a bunch of drunk Melburnians who didn't know their way around. Well, what are you going to do? You can't leave it there.
That's nice of him. I would have been like, get out.
Well, I know a lot of people would have. Apparently it took half the trip for the guys to work out who their driver actually was.
Shows you. Well, I imagine if you have a few beers.
Well, either it shows you how much they've been drinking or how long it's been since Kevin Rudd's been in the spotlight.
Bit of both. They're probably like, God, you look like that guy.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog. No, someone else. Anyway, I'm told he didn't charge.
Oh, what a good bloke.
Yeah, and then turned around and joined his family for dinner.
So, went back to them.
Yeah. I think that was the plan initially. He was
right,
meant to just go and park
just dropping
the car.
Them off.
Just got
How
distracted.
Funny.
I know. So there
Good
you go.
On him.
So there you go. Perhaps a new career for him, potentially, out of all of that. Anyway, welcome to Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday. Two possible cyclones developing off the coast, they reckon.
Yeah, well, they reckon they're going to, like, it sounds like some...
dance. That's what's going to happen.
It sounds like some kind of disaster movie, doesn't it? Where they come together and make some super cyclone.
So there's a cyclone advice alert for an area from Onslow to Durian Bay in the Pilbara, Gascoyne and Midwest regions. That's tropical cyclone Saroja or Saroya. I'm not sure how it's said. It's tracking south from its current position, just northwest of Broome, expected to make landfall early as Sunday. And then there's a separate tropical low to the south of Christmas Island that could become a cyclone as it moves east. And, yeah, they reckon the two systems could rotate around each other if they get close enough and interact in something that's known as the Fujiwara effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean you go through time if you're in it?
I think they do. Or no, you wind up in Kansas.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Anyway, so I'm not sure. Some say it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll make a bigger storm. One might cancel out the other. You just don't know.
No.
Make the winds unpredictable, that's for sure.
Definitely.
We'll watch with interest to see. Mandurah's set to become a film-friendly destination.
Is it?
Simplifying the paperwork and processes involved in getting approval for making content in the area. The council have approved it. They're potentially setting up some sort of film liaison officer to help make that process happen.
Okay.
So there we go. We may see many more TV and film productions happening around here.
But a few things at Fairbridge. I wonder if they could maybe extend that around the Foreshore or something.
There
can you imagine?
A kid show that was set up next to Cooper's old school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like they had an entire film crew in the car park. Annoyed a lot of the parents because they normally park there to pick up the kids.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but there's an ABC show, I think, coming up that.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, so some of them are already here.
Nice.
Obviously, it's worked really well for them. Anyway.
And I have got word that, we spoke about the turkey yesterday that was loose at Watertown.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was a part of the zoo that's there. Not the zoo, the petting zoo that they have there. And he's the guy, like, trains animals for movies. So he was a very well-trained turkey. He was with his owner. He was following him around while he was doing some shoe shopping.
Ah.
So there you go. I know it's been bothering you all.
Okay, good
So
enough.
I just thought I'd let you know.
So you're saying it paid for its purchases. That's what you're saying. It didn't just nick stuff.
It didn't nick anything, no.
Okay.
No. Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Oh, it's a great time to be a car fan, Nikki.
Is it?
It was Max Pinjarra last weekend, of course, and coming up Sunday, it's the All-Australian Car Day at Waroona Showgrounds.
How good.
With markets and stalls, a wine and gourmet hall.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Entertainment, shiny Aussie cars, all for a gold coin entry.
Excellent.
You can get details about that at our website, coastlive.com.au. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And 30 Aussies are diagnosed every day with Parkinson's. You can find out more about how you can help and more details too. Parkinsonswa.org.au. There's activities and events and stuff lined up too.
Yep, nice.
Now, if you want to inject some cultural diversity into your day...
Of course.
Oh, good. Excellent. Tick. It's National Empanada Day.
Did you say pinata?
Empanada. I feel like there is something connecting those things.
Is there?
Because there's stuff inside things.
Okay.
In this case, it's inside bread, sort of. An empanada is essentially the Spanish take on a pasty or a curry puff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
So I guess in a pinch, maybe instead of a pie, just get a pasty and call yourself multicultural. I mean, you'd be lying to yourself.
You would.
But I'm not going to judge you for it.
No. You know, I don't know why this has reminded me of this, but I found out last night that chihuahuas are from a place in Mexico called Chihuahua.
Right. There you go.
I suppose Spanish-Mexican, similar.
Well, look, I think they speak Spanish in Mexico. So, yeah, you're in the same territory for
but
sure.
But anyway, there you go. Fun fact for you. Chihuahuas are from a place called Chihuahua.
Which is small and yappy, is it?
No.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight. Don't paint yourself into a corner.
See the expert teams at Peel
that's
Paint.
That's right. Ignore that. It's
don't paint yourself into a corner, Malcolm.
No, that's right.
No, I'm trying not to. Hello, guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
It is time to talk footy with footy's heaviest boot, Malcolm Blight, joining us this morning. Now, you took some risks with your tips last week. You went against the odds on a number of occasions. Sometimes that's a kind
how
of
did that go for you?
Well, sometimes that's the daring risk that pays off, but sadly not for you this week.
No, I like to look over a two-week period and I think, well, I've had 7 wins and 4 wins, which makes 11 wins over 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's 5.5 out of 9, so that's better than 50%. So that you've got to look at a long-term process over 2 weeks.
He's done the stats to back it up.
You do. You know you're in trouble when you're going to pull the stats out like that to make it work.
I went for a couple of upsets and I'm going for a couple more this week. I'm going to follow through.
Okay. You know who were the upsets then?
Yeah.
Well, come on, ask me.
Oh, well, I was going to say, the one thing in your favour is that Port are still above the Eagles on the ladder on points. So, in some ways, you know, you may be redeemed. You may be redeemed.
Maybe.
Who are your other upsets this week?
Come on. Well, where do we start? Shall we start with tonight's game?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Sydney will beat Essendon.
Oh, just like that.
There you go.
Right. There you have it. Don't need to back that up. Sydney will beat them.
No explanation required.
No, because they're a good young team. But, hey, what about that? They've had 3 rising stars in a row. 3 of their youngsters have won the Rising Star Award, which has never been done before in the history of the world.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That is big.
That is a good sign.
Okay, well, that backs it up. All fair right, enough.
Fair enough. Now, Saturday, Saints take on the Eagles at Marvel. Now, what are you going to...
No, Shuey, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I might have got them wrong last week, and I said I never tipped against the West Coast Eagles at home ever in 99 tips. I did one, and I got lost.
Mm-hmm.
I am tipping the West Coast Eagles to win in Melbourne this week against St Kilda.
Okay.
I'm forward line. You know, Jack Darling, Josh Kennedy's been a great. Oscar Allen's, I told you, he's one of my favourite players.
Yep.
And nicked that, didn't he? Put it down some people's throat. Oh, he was lovely.
How do you think they're going to go without Shuey?
Look, he's a big out. Of course he is. But I think they've got enough manpower in the middle to account for St Kilda, who were very disappointing last week. Air of expectation and they didn't match it. So I'm picking the Eagles this week.
All right. Okay. Now then Sunday, we believe Fife is likely to be back against Hawthorn.
Yeah, when I did my tips, I'm not sure about that because we don't know the team yet, do we?
Mm.
I've actually picked Hawthorn, so I'm going against... I picked Fremantle last week. anyhow, I'm going for Hawthorn, and the only reason why is that they are in the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F. Fremantle will come before Hawthorn. But it's going to be one of those rounds. It's going to be H after F.
Right.
Wow. Okay. There's some calculations going
on. There is. I mean, this is starting to remind me of the way that we used to pick horses in our family that tended to be about, what name do you like?
Yeah. Or your lotto numbers. When are you born?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They never win, though. I've done that with my kids and all that. They never win.
No, they don't. The kids have got a long way to go before they start paying their way, I tell you now.
Exactly right. It could have been born on different days, I reckon.
Exactly. There's definitely something going on there.
All right. Any other big upsets or big games we should be looking out for this weekend?
I think the most interesting one is the Western Bulldogs and Brisbane at Mars Stadium in Ballarat.
Oh.
Obviously, country Victoria. So that's quite nice for the country people. But, yeah, the Bulldogs are going well and Brisbane have been a bit up and down, but top, 3 last year. I think that's a really interesting game. I've gone for the Bulldogs.
Okay.
But it is interesting they're taking it to the country.
Well, it's good to see.
That's good.
Should be more of that. All right. We shall reconvene next week. We'll see how your upsets go then.
Good on you guys.
We are being lied to. Things are not always, in fact, in a lot of cases, things are not what they seem.
Okay.
You may have heard, like, for example, car makers engineer their car doors so that they make more noise than they need to. They actually sound more satisfying when they thud than they actually should. Because otherwise, we think they sound a bit cheap if they don't make the right sound when the door shuts. Electric cars play engine noises because they don't actually have engines. Some of them actually literally have engine noises that
really?
They sync up to the accelerator.
Because normally one drives past and you get shocked because all of a sudden it's there. You turn around,
road noises, like gravel and tyres is all you can hear. So some of them actually do have pretend engine noise.
That's funny.
Apparently there are some motorbikes that have vibrations engineered in because that's what some people expect from, you know, a good throbbing engine.
Right. Yeah. A good throbbing engine.
That's what they call it. Okay. And how many cameras make that old school shutter sound, for example?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I've discovered a new one. Turns out some vacuum cleaners are actually made noisier than they need to be so that we don't doubt their suction power.
Really?
Yeah.
See, noisy vacuums just stresses me out when they're noisy,
Most people get stressed out by a noisy one. Some of them apparently have quiet modes and you'd think...
I love that.
Possibly. All they do is just turn off the pretend noise.
Probably.
I don't know. Allegedly, that's what I'm told.
Okay.
Anyway, I've heard similar things about Nickelback. The noisier they are, the more people think they suck.
Hmm. I think they just suck anyway. Well, they think they suck.
Whether they make noise or not, people think they suck.
I know. Poor things. There's some drama.
Drama. I love a bit of drama. What have you got for
us? Okay. So the winner. This is one of those things where the winner in this person's eyes was not the rightful winner.
Oh, so it's an ungrateful runner-up.
Yes, that's pretty much. Okay. So a crown has been snatched from the Mrs. Sri Lanka winner. I'm not even going to attempt to say the names.
But basically, Mrs. Sri Lanka.
Mrs. Sri Lanka was crowned. One of the runners-up came over, pulled the crown off her head, gave it to the first runner-up. That wasn't her, actually. One of the runners-up. She's put it on the other runners-up head and claimed that she doesn't deserve it because she's divorced, therefore no longer a Mrs.
All right.
This is her speech.
We have the audio.
We have the audio of the whole thing.
Here we go.
As for the Mrs. World, Inc., there's a rule that you all have to be married and not divorced. So I'm taking my first step saying that the crown goes to the first runner-up.
Oh, and the music.
It's like the Oscars. Get off the stage.
You've spoken too long. It's an embarrassing moment for everyone.
It was embarrassing. It was actually, she ripped it off her head so violently that she had to go to hospital.
Wow.
The former winner, who is actually the winner once again because they've checked the rule book. They've had a flick through. And because she's not officially divorced yet, she's only separated. She's technically still a Mrs. So she has still won the Mrs. Sri Lanka contest.
Well, congratulations, and we hope the surgery goes well.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news, our own tropical cyclone, Nikki.
Oh, thank you, I think. Taylor Swift has released a new From the Vault song from back in 2008, and fans are convinced it is about Joe Jonas. The song is called Mr. Perfectly Fine from the re-recorded album Fearless, Taylor's version, which is out this week, featuring some unreleased songs, including this one. It was released today as a surprise, and fans think it's about her ex. See what you think. So Joe's wife and Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner has responded on her Instagram story saying, "This is not a bop," and has tagged Taylor. But I think they're all friends, so it's probably just a joke. Everyone can calm down.
Okay.
A new teaser trailer has been released for the next movie, next Ghostbusters movie, Afterlife. The trailer features Paul Rudd and reveals some adorable mini versions of the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from the original movie. These guys are crazy.
And a little bit aggro too.
Yes, they are. They're crazy little puffs. Still no release date for Ghostbusters Afterlife, but hopefully in the next year or so.
We can hope.
I know. The new season of Stranger Things will be the scariest yet, according to the star of the Netflix series, Gaten Mazzarato. He was on The Tonight Show this week where Jimmy Fallon quizzed him on if this will be the scariest season yet.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing that I've noticed. I was reading it in my... They're going for it this year. That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, good.
So I don't know if, like, the toddlers are going to enjoy it as much.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, yeah. But maybe, you know, yeah. Maybe you release it in segments by the time they can see it, they'd be 4 or 5 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. At the rate we're going, they might be like 12.
Yeah, perfect. All right, good.
Well, that doesn't give us much hope then that it'll be out anytime soon. No. No release date as of yet, but it has been almost 2 years since the last season was on Netflix. So surely soon.
Sort it out, please.
And speaking of Netflix, a Kanye West documentary is coming to Netflix. The streaming service has acquired the rights for a whopping $30 million.
Wow.
The multi-part project will see never-before-seen footage of Kanye over the past 21 years.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.